Wedding cake. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the wedding cake. Oh my. How often have we gone to weddings and served wedding cake? The wedding cake is the supreme evening for the time of the wedding, at least for the guests and the honorees. So, what happens when a wedding cake is served? Oh, it's time to have the bride and groom stand up there with a knife in their hand and pretend like they're cutting the cake until enough photographs are taken. And then, when enough photographs are taken, then they make the big slice into the cake. And if they're wise, they get out of there and they let somebody else do it. But no, they've got to cut the first piece. And so they cut the first piece and they make it a reasonably small slice. And then they put it on a plate and then they feed it to each other. That's the usual tradition, the usual procedure. Now, most brides, not the groom particularly, but most brides want to have a piece of wedding cake saved so they can put it away because it's some sort of a monumental thing that is going to last forever. And then they start serving the guests. And they serve the guests and serve them all a reasonably sized piece of cake. And of course, if it is well planned, there's more and more cake than they know what to do with. Plenty of cake left over. But oftentimes, the cake is not quite that large. In lavish affairs, it's large, of course. And there's always backup cakes, just in case they need it. But in normal weddings, there's just a normal cake. And if more guests show up than expected, then they don't get the cake. They get something else. It always seems to me that the cake is supposed to be sort of a special traditional thing, and very small pieces should be cut of it. And very small pieces should be put on each plate. You're not supposed to fill up on the cake. It's supposed to be a good cake, that's for sure. But you're not supposed to fill up on it, tank up on it, and eat a lot of cake. You're just supposed to have a little taste of it, because that is part of the tradition of the wedding cake. But when the bride and groom have their pieces cut out of it, and the piece is cut out for grandma who couldn't come, and the piece is cut out for some aunt and uncle who sent them a large gift but lived too far away and couldn't come and want a piece sent to them. And by the time you cut all these special pieces out of a normal cake that is used as a wedding cake for a normal family, as I say, not a lavish one, the cake's pretty much gone. So really, if people would consider that the cake is a symbol and it's not something to eat, oh, it's good to eat, true, and everyone who gets their piece eats it, but it is a symbol. And as a symbol, it should have all special quality to it. It should be cut into very small pieces so that everyone gets a piece. From the littlest children to the dog and the cat. Oh yes, the dog and the cat. They're as much to the family as anybody else, that's for sure. And that's why the cake shouldn't be too terribly sweet. And a piece for those who could not make it, because everyone doesn't make it to a wedding. Everyone doesn't make it when they choose to go such long distances to a wedding. And in that way, they will have a reminder of the wedding themselves, and a little piece of the cake will be sent to them. And it won't take a big box to send it in. They'll put it in a little envelope itself. It might get squashed, but that's perfectly okay, because it's a small piece, maybe an inch by an inch by an inch. And that's not too small, but it is the symbol. We so often think of a wedding cake as something that is fun and something that is funny and something that is the bride and the groom cutting it and serving each other and all that sort of thing. But for everyone who participates in a wedding, whether they know it or not, receiving a little piece of the wedding cake and receiving it so they could take home and show to the rest of the family, not a big piece, just the inch by inch by inch, and show it to the rest of the family, show it to those who weren't invited or weren't able to come. And it makes a sort of a wonderful icon out of that piece of wedding cake. And if indeed every member of the wedding party, every receptionist guest who came and received a little piece of wedding cake, and they kept it in a little container, and then they said to themselves, this piece of wedding cake is to me a symbol of their marriage, and I'm going to keep it forever in this little envelope, in this little piece of whatever I have it in, and I'm going to keep it forever because I would like to see their wedding last forever. I would like to see their wedding be a wedding of love and harmony and peace that goes on forever. Oh, you can have other cakes at the wedding. You can have other refreshments, and there surely are lots of them, because at a at a reception party, there's always lots of goodies. But to really make a symbol out of that wedding cake, it's not a big cake, but it's a modest cake, and it's a cake which is to be cut up by some professional cutter into little 1-inch pieces and put into little envelopes and given to everybody to take home. Now, those who want to eat it, that's their privilege. But if everyone is notified that that cake is a symbol of this wedding, and so long as that cake can be honored and loved and respected, so long as that cake can be held around, then that wedding is symbolized to go on eternally. That marriage is symbolized to go on eternally. You say, well, what a silly idea. I've never heard of anything like that before. That's right. I never said it before. But in all the weddings that I've conducted as a minister of many churches that I am a minister in, of all the weddings that I've conducted, all of them were taught that this is a very sacred time. Their marriage was made in heaven, in divine status, long before they ever gave each other a ring or pronounced each other man and wife. It was made out of their divine nature. They chose to share with one another because they had something special to give to one another. They had something special to be with one another. Each was going to be an inspiration to the other to be all that they could be, to be all that they had the possibility of being. Oh, maybe they never would reach the all aspect of it, but it's certainly a good direction to point it, a good direction to aim themselves. And the wedding cake, in my estimation, is to be a symbol cake. You can have a dozen cakes there, but one wedding cake. One cake that the bride and groom cut to establish that this is their wedding cake, and this reflects the immortality, the eternality of their marriage. Their oneness together, their sharing together, their allowing each other to grow separately yet together. What a beautiful thing to do. How seldom that aspect of marriage is thought about on the wedding day and the wedding night. But truly, if every marriage could be founded on the idea that it's a symbol, and that symbol is kept intact, not so much by the fact that the cake is never eaten, but by the fact that it is a special symbol of the wedding. And that symbol is a symbol of immortality, eternality, a symbol of foreverness, a symbol of joy and happiness in each other's presence forever. Now, are there any marriages that last forever? Oh, yes. I would protest to tell you, every marriage lasts forever. Your first marriage is a marriage that you made out of the depth of your heart. Now you say, but I was just a youngster at the time, or it was a foolish thing to do, or I married somebody I had to marry, or they had to marry me, or whatever. And that doesn't make any difference. If it was a marriage, it was a marriage of spiritual qualities within both of you. If it was a marriage at all, if you married yourself by living together for so many years, it was a marriage of your joy and delight in one another, your spiritual illumination in each other's presence. This is what marriage is all about. And when marriage can always be from this point of view, then when that wedding cake is cut, Or maybe there's no wedding cake. Maybe there's just a piece of bread that's cut. When that is cut and shared around, saying, with us, know that our marriage, our wedding, our time together is immortal and timeless, and that we love each other with all our heart and all our soul and all our being. Interesting that the phone should ring here just as I began to talk and now as I concluded. But so it is. May all weddings that exist on the face of the earth, and I would not say may all weddings, I see all weddings existing anywhere in the universe, eternal and immortal, now and forevermore. Timeless from when it started, to timeless when it goes on. Have a wonderful married life, have a wonderful marriage, and let the wedding cake be a symbol of your immortality and eternality. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.